Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hi, Harry Birdwell for the School Land Commission. Every October, state school land is leased at public auction. More than 570 tracts in 30 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Monday, October 17th at 2, we will be in Beaver County, where 17 tracts in Beaver County will be leased. For details, visit clo.ok.gov for all auction locations and times.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys, or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
We spent time yesterday with a Mexican trade team representing Grupo Trimex, the largest wheat flour miller in the country of Mexico. They've been touring the hard red winter wheat belt, Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma this week, and they had the opportunity to visit with Dr. Brett Carver, wheat breeder from Oklahoma State University, who talked about trying to balance agronomic traits in a wheat variety and its end-use quality as well. He says you got to have both.
Oh, exactly. I mean, that's what it's really all about. It has to serve a purpose at the table. We talk so much about, you know, with farmers at field days and that kind of thing, what that variety can do in the field, but that's not the end point. The end point is when we get to the table. And that's what, to me, is really exciting, is to talk about some of those characteristics that we don't normally get to talk about at a field day, and to visit with these folks from these pretty large milling operations to get an idea of just what they're looking for.
And we asked Dr. Carver about how he goes about building a variety that will capture both of these elements, agronomic excellence as well as good baking characteristics.
Well, you know, we always get the first indication on agronomics. That's the one that comes first. We're often going to make that first cut based on how that experimental line, which hopefully makes a variety someday, does in the field. And then once we make that first cut, we've got that yield level where we want it to be, then we have to go in and decide, well, within this yield level, what's going to give us the best end-use quality? And, you know, that takes time to figure it out. You just can't do it in 1 year. You know, you want to look at multiple environments to get a good idea of how that variety will respond in the flour and in its functionality in the oven. And so that takes some time to do that. So really, it's like a first cut on yield, and the last and most important cut is going to be quality.
Mike Schulte alluded to the fact from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission alluded to the fact that the OSU program is unique and that you've remained independent. What does that really mean in your mind?
It means that we have the financial support from the university, from our stakeholders, to drive a wheat breeding program without having certain expectations from the private industry. Now, our expectations are coming from our stakeholders, and those are the ones we're going to meet first. And have that financial independence, I think, is a trait that it's not really common right now, but I'm going to try to hold on to it as long as possible. Not that we don't interact with the private sector. We do have those interactions, and I really enjoy those, too. And it expands the program. And I think we benefit from that just as much as the private partner would. But it's not like we have to depend financially on that support to keep this program running.
One of the premier wheat breeders in the world, Oklahoma State's Dr. Brett Carver. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale coming Monday, October 3rd at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 900 head, including 300 Angus bulls, 400 springbred heifers, 50 springbred cows, and 100 fall calving pairs. For information, you can go to expressranches.com or give them a call at 800-664-3977. The Rancher's Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Monday, October 3rd, high noon. That's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.